Innocent until proven guilty, it's the Medicare for the Lazy Man podcast. The very best Medicare podcast in the whole wide world. Like Pow Wow the Indian Boy, he loves all the animals and the woods. Medicare expert Doug Jones.
Oh, this is a very contrite Doug Jones, having made a mistake in our last episode that I have to correct. Otherwise, Randy's going to go away, and maybe you all will go away with the wrong impression. But anyway, welcome to the Medicare for the Lazy Man podcast, where we discuss Medicare and how people can deal with the decisions they have to make when they're approaching Medicare. This is all inspired by my book, Medicare for the Lazy Man, Simplest and Easiest Guide Ever, which is on sale at Barnes & Noble, if you like the color illustrations, or Amazon, if you like the black and white illustrations and the less expensive price. The book comes in a paperback and a Kindle version and an Audible version for your listening pleasure. So often we talk about a lot of things that don't have anything to do with Medicare. And last time we talked about the house I'm trying to sell and the fact that I managed to replace all of the furnaces, the electric resistance furnaces with forced hot air, and that I use a lot less electricity. I forgot to mention the fact that all of the ceilings in the house have resistance wire in them, and every room, every bathroom, every hallway has a thermostat. And so we can still burn our share of electricity, and we can still keep that thing spinning so that meat can be sliced at a moment's notice. Anyway, I just wanted to correct that. We're not through. Just because we have hot air furnaces now instead of the electric resistance doesn't mean we're still not burning electricity like nobody's business. So I'm hoping somebody builds a couple more nukes, because the wind and the solar aren't going to cut it, as far as I'm concerned. So anyway, we got Randy Carson staring at me like, when are we going to talk about some Medicare? So hello, Randy, how are you?
I'm good. You know, as you were describing the radiant, you know, the radiant heat in your, yeah, in your bathrooms and your showers.
You mean the most efficient of all heat?
Oh, no, the only person that ever said that was the guy that generates the electricity.
yeah, that's exactly right. Radiant heat, this is back when electricity was virtually free, 1972 when this house was built. And frankly, you crank up that radiant heat in the ceilings, you're going to pay a lot of money, but you'll be pretty comfy. So yeah, it had its, you know, had its...
But, you know, the vision that came to mind, Doug, and, you know, my brain works in strange ways.
I'm glad that it works, though. Otherwise, people would not be able to listen to this.
I had the vision of, you know, where they've got those foot-long hot dogs rolling up that little rack underneath the radiant heaters.
Sure, absolutely.
And yep. That's the vision that came to mind.
Well, you just reminded me of the accidental invention of microwave ovens. Before there was ever such a thing, I think it was back in the late 40s, maybe the early 50s, a scientist working in a lab someplace was working with some equipment, and nobody really understood what it did or whether it would be useful as an appliance in a home environment. But this guy noticed that every time he walked in a certain direction, the candy bar that he carried in his pocket melted. And this happened over and over and over again when he finally realized that the microwave oven was causing the moist or the water molecules within that candy bar to start vibrating and creating heat and melting the candy bar. And that was like a big revelation. What the heck is this? Maybe we can cook food with it. And now, yeah. I don't know of any little kids in America that would be able to eat without a microwave oven to cook their stuff.
There would be many, many, many hungry children without microwave ovens.
Right. Absolutely. Well, listen, I was going to do a chock full episode of Medicare content, as the people are screaming for. But then I had an experience today, and I wanted to share it with you. I went out to get the mail, And on the front porch, which is not the mailbox, but it's just where some things are delivered, there were two big envelopes. And so I picked them up, and then I brought them with me to the podcast, to the studio. I opened one, and I don't know if this is something that you sent or why it would be here, but this first envelope has a little device, and it looks like, I don't know, you know, I couldn't figure out what that thing was. Randy's squinting, looking at the screen, but what it is a, I thought it was an antenna. See this vertical part?
Yeah, it looks like an antenna.
It turns out you screw the end of the antenna into this thing, which is like a flagpole. It's like a miniature flagpole that goes on a table. And so then I'm thinking, where's the flag? I'm looking for a U.S. flag, which would be my flag of choice, or a Confederate flag, which would be my second flag of choice. And all I see is two different things, made in China, which doesn't surprise me at all, and Poland. It says something about Poland somewhere. And so I don't know what this is for. So I was thoroughly flummoxed after opening this thing and thinking.
And it came from, it looks like it came from Amazon.
There's going to be a story behind that. Yeah, it does. And it's got the Amazon arrow.
Yeah, it's got the Amazon logo on it. And, you know, by the way, it's not much good unless you got it. You know, we're coming up on 4th of July here. We need an American flag on that dude.
I'm disappointed not to see an American flag. There's a story there, and I'm going to get to the bottom of it. Hopefully, I'll report back to you at some point. Now, I also have postage, U.S. Postal Service priority mail envelope.
Priority mail, meaning it comes anytime this year?
Anytime they feel like it. Their priority is, they are the priority, not we.
It'll be here any day now. Well, when's that? When we tell you.
So I was pretty excited to see this. I was going to rip it open. I thought I'd look at the return address, and the return address is Bud Lake, New Jersey. A certain individual living there by the name of Dominic Regina.
Is that from Dominic?
Well, now, you know, he has spent some time recently torturing me. Using you as his tool. And so I don't know what I'm going to find inside this thing. I just ripped it open. And let's see what we have here. Oh, my God. This is a baseball bat.
Cool.
Wrapped in plastic and a note. Hopefully it's an explanatory note. This was written on the 29th of June. It's the 1st of July. How did this thing get here so quickly? I bet he lied on the note. I bet he wrote it on the 25th of June. Dear Doug, just a little reminder to go after those MLM book buyers and ask for an Amazon review. He's right. Yeah. I hit him or threaten him with a baseball bat if they don't give me a review.
Now you've got the official MLM bat.
Now you can even beat up the Audible buyers as well. Be good, your number one MLM fan, Dominic Regina. P.S. Not to be used on the most severe critic. Oh, I don't think I have to tell her that, do I? Anyway.
Hey, Dominic, that is so cool, Dominic. But hey, your deal with me, you're still our number one writer. So
that's going to go right on the shelf next to the mailbags that he sent us from his 1/24th scale model railroad.
Yeah.
As I recall.
Yeah, absolutely.
So, thank you, Dominic.
So, Dominic.
I was a little trepidatious when I saw that.
That was really cool. And by the way, to Dominic and Mrs. Dominic, have the best holiday ever coming up on the 4th. I don't know where you're going to be, whether you can shoot off some fireworks, but if you can't, at least have a drink or two for Doug and I.
Absolutely. And in fact, just in case you forget, we'll be having a couple of drinks on our own. Enjoy your 4th of July weekend coming up, and I want to hear all about it once you've finished it, if you survive. I assume you will, because you're past age 65 now, as I recall. So anyway, content, Medicare content for today. If I don't do some of this, the most severe critic is going to be disappointed with me, and I don't want to have to threaten her with my brand new baseball bat that I just got from Dominic. So And the content for today is steering clear of expensive Medicare mistakes. Now, this comes from a woman in Wisconsin named Diane Omdahl. I mentioned her last year for the first time, I think, because she is a Medicare expert who doesn't sell the insurance products that supplement Medicare as I do. So one could say that she has a very pure approach to Medicare. On the other hand, she, in exchange for the Medicare advice that she dispenses, she does get fees and she does sell some Medicare advisory form programs, I guess you could say, or apps or something like that. And those are for profit. So it's not that she's not trying to make a profit. It's just that she does not sell Medicare supplement insurance or prescription drug plans or Medicare Advantage insurance. But anyway, here's an article that one of her cohorts wrote, Steering Clear of Expensive Medicare Mistakes. Did you know just one Medicare enrollment mistake can cost thousands of dollars a year and prevent a person from getting needed healthcare services? Worst of all, many of these mistakes cannot be undone. In fact, listed below are the experiences of just a few of the many people who have come to Diane Omdahl, medical expert and I-65 CEO. That's her website and her business, I-65. I don't know why that would be. She's in Wisconsin and Interstate 65 ends in Indiana. So, you know, I can't figure that one out. Anyway, these people have allowed them to share their experiences in order to help you avoid making similar mistakes. So, learning from the costly mistakes of others. Number one is enrolling too soon. Carol Y retired before the age of 65, yet maintained health coverage through her husband's employment. She enrolled in Medicare when she turned 65 on the advice of a trusted associate. When her husband came to Diane Omdahl to review his own Medicare situation, Carol learned that she needlessly enrolled in Medicare, paying Medicare and IRMA premiums for a full 20-month period, a total cost of more than $5,200. Wow. Now, IRMA is the success penalty. That is the penalty that people are asked to pay for their additional Part B, as well as their additional drug premiums, as a function of their tax return submitted to the IRS a couple of years earlier. Now, this woman apparently was a big earner because her IRMA penalties and her Medicare premiums totaled $5,200 over almost a two-year period, 20 months. This tells me that she probably wound up with a hugely expensive Medicare supplement product, not the kind of product that Randy and I endorse, which would be a high deductible, high value plan. But I'll bet she went for a full-blown Plan F, the most expensive of all Medicare supplements, plus that IRMA penalty, and I can see where that's going to cost her some money. Now, what I would have done with her is compared the cost of the coverage that she already had, as well as her satisfaction level with that coverage, because she was covered as a dependent on her husband's plan. Let's suppose that that coverage was very expensive. The employer did not defray the cost of a dependent premium, or let's suppose that she really did not like the type of coverage she had. Let's say it was an HMO, very restrictive, very small network. Then those might have been valid reasons for her to enroll in Medicare when she did. As I often tell people, you know, or I ask them, in fact, Warren's mother, a while back when I was in Oklahoma, I had a conversation with her. She was quite happy with the cost of her coverage as well as the benefits of her coverage. And so I told her there was no reason for her to do anything, even though she was 65, until she's ready to stop working. When she's ready to stop being actively employed, that's the time to take another look at it, because the act of leaving your employer's health plan creates a special enrollment opportunity. And that's what Carol obviously did not realize, this Carol here in the example. So you've got options, and it pays at age 65 to take a look at what your options are. And if you want to put them off, often you can. So here's another one, enrolling too late. When Bill N I don't know why we have to have a second initial here. Carol Y was the first one enrolling too soon. Bill N apparently enrolled too late. When he turned 65, his employer told him he could delay Medicare enrollment and keep his employer-provided health coverage. 2 years later, while working with Diane, Bill learned that he should have enrolled in Medicare. Bill now faces 2 years worth of late enrollment penalties, about $400 annually, that he'll have to pay the rest of his life. It's worded a little awkwardly. He now faces the enrollment penalties that being 2 years late caused the government to charge him, which works out to about $400 a year, and he's gonna have to pay this the rest of his life. And Diane's company could have saved Bill thousands of dollars in Medicare penalties. Well, you know, maybe Bill will get run over by a bus and then it won't have been that much money. So ill-advised plan selection is the third thing that people can make a mistake on. Gerald P. asked Diane for help switching the type of Medicare coverage after receiving thousands of dollars in hospital bills. I think I know what's coming here. I think Gerald P. probably enrolled in a Medicare Advantage plan. I describe these plans in my book, Medicare Advantage Plans, as being absolutely perfect. They're fine coverage. Often they don't cost all that much money. Sometimes they promise to include things that you wouldn't expect to have in a medical insurance plan. And everything can be wonderful with a Medicare Advantage plan until you need to use the plan, until you get sick, until you get injured. And then you find out quickly where the flaws are in these plans. So Gerald P. found out the flaws in the plan that he had enrolled in, and he asked Diane for help because he was receiving thousands of dollars in hospital bills. Unfortunately, when Gerald initially purchased his coverage, he did not understand that while he would always maintain the ability to switch specific plans, he could lose the ability to change the type of Medicare coverage. Gerald is now stuck in a plan with higher co-pays and restrictive provider networks, costing him $2,000 to $3,000 or more per year for the rest of his life. In other words, $2,000 to $3,000 plus for the rest of his life, per year for the rest of his life. I-65 would have given Gerald clear understanding of his choices. Well, here's the deal. We have solved that problem. We could have solved it for Gerald for free. He wouldn't have had to pay us a dime if he had just come and said, what should I do? Should I enroll in a Medicare Advantage plan or should I enroll in a Medicare supplement plan? And after asking a few questions, our answer would have been Medicare supplement is going to be the way to go. You can always move from a Medicare supplement to a Medicare Advantage if you think that's going to be to your advantage to do so. You cannot move from a Medicare Advantage plan to a Medicare supplement plan in most cases. If you give up the right to your Medicare supplement after a certain period of time, that right is gone forever. You have to prove good health in order to be able to take advantage of the superior coverage that a Medicare supplement plan can offer you. So it's best to enroll in a Medicare supplement plan at the outset before illness removes that option from you. And that way, if you ever wanted to go to a Medicare Advantage plan for some reason, you would be able to do that because they never ask for any medical history or hold you to any underwriting standards like Medicare supplement plans do. So anyway, that is the crux of my Medicare supplement thing. I'm going to go out and play with my baseball bat. It's like spring-like weather out there.
Right.
If I had a little miniature ball, I could go out and if I had a little miniature catcher and a miniature pitcher.
I had to tell you something. I really got to share this with you, Doug. You know, I heard there's a family down the street here that unfortunately made a serious error and bought themselves a Medicare disadvantage plan.
Oh, boy.
Thinking they were going to get some dental care and they were going to get some eye checks. And a
home health aide and maybe rides
and
to lunch.
And Joe Namath was going to bring them sandwiches every Friday.
Cool. Cool.
And I saw their dental plan and, you know, the results of that. as well as the eye care, came in the mail the other day. The dental care was one of those little short toothbrushes and a little travel deal of Pepsodent.
Oh,
that was the dental care. And then the eye care was, you know, your very own eye test chart that you could glue to your refrigerator and say, yep, I can't see anything.
And these people allow you to paw through their mail for looking for things like this?
Oh, my God. The crickets are here. Hold
on. That sounded like an editorial comment.
Let me see if I can stop that thing. Okay, so, yeah, it's still going.
You got a hammer? I've got a baseball bat for you if I can pass it through you through the screen.
My technology is out of control. What's going on here? Okay, I'll get it here shortly, folks.
Yep. You know something? If we just say goodbye, it'll be immaterial. You can deal with it on your own time.
Well, that's true. That's true. We definitely have burned our time here. But I wanted to, you know, once again point out that think twice before you cross the street. Think twice before you take any wooden nickels. And please think twice before you buy any Medicare Advantage plans, okay?
Yes, absolutely.
Joe is not your friend, okay?
As it turns out, it's not just Randy and me, but also Diane Omdahl is firmly opposed to Medicare Advantage plans for the same reasons. We hope nobody falls into that trap anymore.
Yeah, no, exactly. I totally believe it. So anyway, we need to close up shop here for today. We've overstayed our welcome a bit. But before we do that, folks, go to Amazon.com. Please buy up several copies of Doug's book. Your friends and relatives will love them when you give them to them for their holiday gifts or birthdays or 4th of July or anything else, because they are definitely worth the read. Medicare for the Lazy Man, easiest and simplest guide ever, 2021. That 2021 is red, so be sure you get the right one. And ultimately, they are going to be the best money you ever spent. Thank you for joining us. Thank you for being with us today. You could have been 150 other places, but you weren't. You were with Doug and I here listening to Medicare for the Lazy Man podcast with Doug Jones, the anti-insurance guy from Oklahoma, and the guy living in Illinois right now until he gets back home.
Using up lots of electricity. Bye-bye, ladies and gentlemen.